Don't you ruin the intro.
What?
Go.
What am I meant to be doing?
No, you do the intro thing. Do the intro.
I don't know what the intro
is.
Say
the intro.
This is the intro. Oh, hi, welcome to the Absolute Peach Aftertaste with our new intro sang by the biggest cretin ever known to man, Ben Benus Young. The intro's still going. I don't think it normally goes this long, but apparently it does. And it sounds hideous. Welcome to the show. That's brilliant.
Thanks.
And also not that brilliant.
And that's tapas.
That'd be a good one. That'd be worth it, I think. Oh. It's worth £3 a month, isn't it?
It's quite stressful doing this show sometimes.
It's hideous. I don't like doing it anymore.
Just doing a free show is this much stress.
I know. Thank God people aren't paying for it.
Yeah, imagine if people had donated to hear this.
Some mental freak singing a theme.
Don't you think it's amazingly liberating?
What?
That people just want us to see us just do this.
I don't think anybody
do you
wants
think
us to
so?
Do this.
This is a serious question. We've actually got tapas watchers. Watch. Which is awesome. We've got Blair Newman. We've got Liz from OK. What does that mean again?
Oakland.
Oakland. Liz from Oakland.
Yep.
And we've got Tracy, a.k.a. County Von Vanilla. County Vanilla.
Yep.
And it's just a whole big fun house of fun up in this bee.
Two of us, three of them.
Oh, outnumbered.
Oh.
All female except for one.
Just like this show.
Someone's missing out. Sorry, Blair. JK.
What?
JK.
JK what? Rowling?
Yeah. No, just kidding, you cret.
JK Rowling.
You guys in the chat, are you actually there? Are you humans or not? Are we talking to ourselves?
They probably just left the computers on accidentally.
Probably.
Never mind.
You're the ones we're doing this for. You're the one I'm doing things for. So go, Joe, go.
Stop singing, please.
Showtime, Joe.
I think you think your singing voice is better than it is.
It is pretty good.
You're like one of those contestants on X Factor or something.
Somewhere over.
Please stop.
The rainbow.
You need to be more breathy when you sing that song.
Way up.
Not wheezy, breathy.
Young Wheezy.
Yeah.
But that's my
little
rap
wheezy.
Name.
Yeah. Yeah, you're young Wheezy, aren't you? Smoked from an early age.
Smoked from the age of one.
Yeah. And had asthma.
Deliberately from the age of three.
Why do they call you Young Wheezy? Well, because I almost die of an asthma attack every month.
Bye, Tracy. Thanks for showing up and for things and for your donation.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
So, this is a fun thing, which it's not. It's weird, actually.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's weird. We're not going to do the Expressive Arts Diary of Shame and Hideousness this week.
No, we didn't want to. You know, we didn't want it to get too boring.
Joe's bored of it.
And I'm not bored of it because I love hearing about your tales of woe. But
I don't know about your new work friends, and obviously they got other ideas of what's fun. To me,
yeah, they don't like it either. To be honest,
it hurts a little.
I read some of it to them, and they said, "Oh, that Ben guy." Oof. He's weird.
Your new work besties.
I was thinking, actually, today, mm-hmm. I wonder if I will find another Ben. Like another guy like you mm-hmm. at my new place.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's kind of tells jokes and stuff.
I don't tell jokes. Can we nip that in the bud?
Bit wacky.
I don't tell jokes.
Walks around saying, yeah, I'm the wacky one. Oh. Obviously. I'm the office wacko. Yeah.
Massive shoes.
Yeah. Always wears a little flower that squirts water.
Tiny car.
Yeah. Red nose.
Always pouring like whitewash down his pants.
Yeah, yeah. Throwing buckets of confetti on people.
Oh, what other clown?
Sending its water.
What other clown stuff is there? Green hair.
Extremely sad.
Face pain.
Depressed. Suicidal almost. Very lonely.
Probably a bit neurotic.
Extremely lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always looking to be loved.
Acrobatically talented.
But never gets there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly
weeping. Those tears look real.
Like wear small.
Because they are.
Wear small hats.
Yeah. Also, prison snitches wear small hats, don't they? Snitch hat.
What?
Those little hats that they wear on the side.
That's not a thing.
Prison snitch hat.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, have you not seen Simpsons?
Prison snitch
hat. Yeah, they wear those little tiny hats on the side of their head.
No, they don't.
Yes.
Nope, that's never happened.
Type in Simpsons prison snitch
into
any computer image finder and you will see what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Yep, go to images and you'll see Homer wearing a little hat on the side of his head.
Prison snitch hat.
Yeah, go to images.
I am going to images, you crap.
No, I can't see it. Oh, you're good.
You're good.
No, thanks a lot. Is it on there?
Yep.
So you know what I'm talking about now?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
That's now replacing you instead of the camera.
Right, good. For the best. Or maybe I'm wearing the little hat and I've turned my skin yellow. Probably not.
What?
So what were you saying that was weird and horrible?
I came across this a few weeks ago. And that is quite a funny hat. It's in the news. It's the latest craze. It's something that those crazy Japanese people are doing.
Yep.
And they're always coming up with crazy things.
Yep.
And because, I don't know, it's just, I feel like if you go to Japan and live there for any length of time, or if you are Japanese, at some point you get visited by the kooky police and you have to do something wacky.
Yeah.
It's like jury duty over here.
It's your rite of passage.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do that project. I'll go and do have kooky duty.
Yeah.
Just do something wacky.
Just a week of being just a weirder.
Being mental. Yeah. And just flabbergasting the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those things which they've done in Japan. And I don't know if it's just Japan that does it, but certainly becoming very popular in Japan. And that is the idea of being a bagel head. Now, Joe, are you familiar with what a bagel head is?
I am, as of recently, yeah.
What does it mean to you, being a bagel head?
It means that it looks like you've inserted a bagel under your forehead skin.
Yes. It's one of those body modifications that people are into. Now, you quite like body mutilations, don't you? You've mutilated your ear.
Well, I've mutilated both my ears, yes.
I don't know if you can see it on the camera or not. I'll go to full zoom Joe view. What he's trying to do is...
Take my ears out a bit like this.
He's trying to get the holes in his ears big enough so that he can put a pencil sharpener inside and then sharpen his pencils. Which you're not quite there yet.
Not yet, no.
But almost. But you can...
This one's bigger than this one.
You could put a blade behind it and then you could just sharpen pencils through your ears. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just store things in there. Pencils, pens, chopsticks, one in each. just things like that, really.
Are you planning on making them big enough so that you could, not for the purpose of, but so that you probably could put a pencil through it?
Why would I want to put a pencil through
it? Well, because if you do make them that big, I'm going to ask, please, can I put a pencil through it?
Well, you could put it through. It wouldn't hold in there, though, would it?
No, but just pass it through.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
So you can say, I put a pencil through my ear the other day.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Fit like cocktail sticks through now.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Thinner stuff.
So would you do that? Make it big enough to put there?
Yeah.
So are you going to make the holes in your ears big enough so they're like those African tribes, so that they're kind of down here?
It's going to be...
And you could have like small children swinging on them.
No. 10 to 12 millimetres.
Are you planning on attaching like kettlebells to your ears?
No.
And then swinging
them? Because then they'll be really low. I don't want them low slung.
You wouldn't
it'll be
want
weird. Don't want them all, when they go all floppy. Like.
Would you want your ears to hang low, though?
No.
Would you want them to wobble to and fro?
No.
Would you tie them in a knot?
Probably not.
Would you tie them in a bow?
I doubt it. I wouldn't even swing them over my shoulder like a regimental soldier.
I was going to ask, do you want them to hang low, yes or no?
No.
Sick.
Weird.
But what's the draw? Help a prude.
Well...
in your own words, yeah. You think I am.
I don't think you approve.
Straight-laced, square, yeah. Mm-hmm. as I'm so fondly known.
Right.
To understand why someone in the cool gang might want to do that.
Well, none of that is true, what you just said.
Because this might give an insight into why people do bagel heading, like, well, in a small way.
I don't know. I just kind of like how it looks.
The look of it.
Like, yeah.
Is this because people can see through you?
I don't know. I kind of like looking through. I don't know why. I just...
Okay.
I don't know. But I don't want to...
It's a sexual thing.
Not sexual, no. I don't wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and go, oh, yeah.
I could pretty much fit.
Feeling quite sexual.
You could probably pretty much fit right now, though, right?
What?
What?
Fit what?
I don't know. A lot of people wish out and stuff.
That's weird. I don't know. There's no real sort of reason. I just kind of fancy doing it, so I thought, well, I'll do it. And so, they will shrink back if I take them out.
I don't know.
They do.
Not if I put pencils in them every day.
Well, they would even then.
Would they?
Yeah.
If there was always a pencil in there.
Well, no, once I took it out, it'd start to shrink.
You're
back.
Not allowed to take it out.
I'm not allowed.
Pencil face.
You're going to hold a gun to
me. How are the kids going to call you pencil face then if
you
take them out?
Well, because then I'll just put one in my stab one in my cheek or something.
You haven't thought this through, have you? No. Would you have one through your nose like this?
No, I don't like those. It's like a bull ring.
Yeah,
through the middle.
If you're looking on
the
camera like this.
Through the septum.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like those.
See, yeah. There's a line, isn't there, for everyone? See, for these people. For them, it's like...
Bagel heads.
I wouldn't go crazy. I'd probably just make it look like so that I've got a bagel permanently tucked underneath the skin of my forehead.
I don't know why
I'm
bagel.
I'm not going to go mental.
Why a bagel? I don't...
As opposed to what?
As opposed to a star or something like that. Mm. You know, something a bit more shapely.
Well, maybe it's because this bagel is the shape that happens naturally when you inject something.
Yeah.
Whereas for a star, presumably you'd have to actually put something under the skin or stitch around that part of skin.
Yeah, but you press these bagel thing, you press the middle and it stays there, doesn't it? Or do you just have to keep pressing the middle to keep it there?
I don't know. But
because you could get one of these, like, you know, these sort of cookie cutter things, put that on your head,
right, yeah,
and then inject
under
that so it goes into the shape. Star head.
Yeah.
Start a new trend.
Okay.
We'll do the peach logo.
Bagel heads are dead. Yeah, yeah. Peach heads.
Yeah.
That's the new craze.
Peach heads, yeah.
Ooh. So
they're actually injecting just... Sorry, go on.
No, this is good for an audio.
Well, no, because we're going to describe it like we've done this before.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And people can look on YouTube. They've seen things. Mm. They're injecting just inside the hair, just below the hairline, aren't they? Which has got a smart bit.
Yeah, because it stretches the skin. Mm. It's not good. It's not nice.
A needle going into my head.
And you're okay with this?
Looks, they're quite rough as well, it looks like.
I'm not a fan of needles at the best of times, but that needle looks pretty thick.
See, look, the guy doing the injection's got his ears stretched.
Yeah, see, he's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
But hasn't he also got something on his head?
Looks like it, yeah. He's probably got many things.
And he's wearing black gloves that he probably used to murder someone earlier that day. Doesn't mean we have to idolise everyone we see on YouTube, Joe.
Doesn't look bad. No,
it doesn't look. Oh, it so doesn't look bad.
Yeah,
I can't believe we got him to do this.
That's a woman, isn't it?
Either. It may as well be a man, as far as I'm concerned.
You really need to do it the right way to reduce the risks. That's why I work with Asami for technical support.
I have a slight stinging sensation there, but that's about...
A slight stinging sensation across your entire face.
Feels like my face is actually on fire.
Oh, yeah, sorry, my bad. It is actually on fire.
Oh, yeah, I've stabbed you in the eye. I'm sorry about that. Oh, it's leaking into your eye now. Yep, lovely.
You are now blind, but is my eye slightly resembling a croissant? Yes, it is. Perfect.
That's just what I wanted.
Brilliant. Oh, croissant eyeballs. That's a new thing now in Japan. These girls are just looking on going, yeah, don't worry. It doesn't look weird at all.
And if they're going to get it done.
No, they're not. Look at that.
I'd see it and go, no, I'm out.
You'd even consider it?
No, God, no. What about a little one? Not on your face, just on your arm or something.
So it looks like a Cheerio.
Like just on your wrist or something.
A wrist Cheerio.
Yeah. Maybe do that.
No.
What? Just
it's weird. I don't like...
But then it goes away, doesn't it, after a while? Just a little mini one. Like you say, a Cheerio or a Weetoo or something.
I'm a bit kind of squeamish about that. I don't like... I had a wart once when I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
Really?
Just any kind of abnormal growth.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Fair enough.
But it would be quite funny if you had a Cheerio there and then you kind of coloured it in.
Yeah.
So people thought...
Tattooed over the top of it.
People thought you permanently had a Cheerio stuck to your hand. Like that, or you put it to your face next to your mouth.
Yeah.
And people think, oh, were you eating Cheerios this morning? Oh, yeah. Oh, this always happens.
Not again.
Do you want me to get it? No, I'm all right.
Yeah. Probably just leave it, actually. Yeah, you could get it tattooed so it's all shaded. Yeah. So it's all shadowed. So it's 3D and it looks like it sat there.
And for parties, you can make it look like a Fruit Loop. Just do it. Or a Weeto.
Yeah.
Weeto face.
Yeah.
The new craze. Weeto faces.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I think Weeto face is going to be in the name of this show.
Yeah.
These shows don't have names.
No.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
As the saline is trapped in the forehead,
they're all drinking, which is reassuring as well.
Yeah, of course they are.
It creates a small reservoir.
Almost feels like something's dripping down my head. Is there something dripping down
Yes, it's a freaking needle in your face.
That is a man.
Yeah.
Wow. Of sorts.
It almost feels like there's something in my head. Is there something in your head, on my face? Yes, a hypodermic is on your face.
That's hideous.
Everyone's like, nah. Oh, do this shot. I shouldn't really. I'm supposed to be holding this needle. Just do the shot, you. Do
body
it.
Shot.
No, I think it's just the
cold.
It's just on the inside. Wow. Yeah, I can really feel it in there. It's like trickling down.
Now it's actually moving.
So,
if you want to watch this video, and why would you? It's much more entertaining watching us talk about it. It's called Trending in Japan, Bagel Head's Injection Process. I don't know what part of the name Bagel Head ever inspired anyone to go, yeah, I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Well, has it turned you off? Do you still want to do it?
Doki doki.
My heart is beating, she said.
It looks like it hurts.
It looks horrendous.
Right now it's kind of a relaxing sensation.
It looks
wow. Kind of tingly and also kind of a building pressure that's kind of slow and steady that feels like it's...
crushing my brain.
I watched a cage match once on TV and some guy got punched in the head and it looked like that. It swelled up like that.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not a good thing.
No.
It doesn't look good. You know, everyone, the crowd was... every time the camera went on his face, the crowd was going... Aah!
But do you think that... if you're doing that sort of thing, are you doing it because it looks good?
No, I think you're just... you probably have some weird issues about the way you look and stuff, I think.
Well, because there is, you know, I suppose there's a wider sort of conversation around that, because, you know, at what point do you say, well, this is outlandish?
Mm.
I mean, you could say having more than one piercing in each ear is mad. It's not. But where do you actually say this is normal, this isn't normal?
I guess so, yeah.
You know, there's a blurred line, isn't there?
You could say any piercing is weird.
But surely beyond a certain point, wherever that point is, you've stopped going from a mainstream perspective, this looks good.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, well, actually, I'm not mainstream.
Yeah.
And, you know, so are you then thinking, well, in my kind of my genre or my friend group or whatever, this does look good? Or is it just, I'm not actually interested in the aesthetics of it at all. I'm not interested in... what I look like to others. I just, for some reason, my soul wants to have a bagel on my head.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I've always dreamt of having a bagel under my skin on my forehead. Now's my chance. Yes. I reckon it's probably just, they just, within their group, they do all stuff like this anyway.
Just for fun.
They all, you know, get pierced or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is a new thing, so they just want to be one of the first ones to do it. And then they can see the you know, everyone in their group like, oh, wow, you got it. You got it done. Bagel head. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a challenge.
Yeah.
But then you've got the people who do like thousands of piercings all over their face, so you can barely see their face. Yeah,
you can't see them. They can barely breathe. I mean, it must be just a pain taking those out every day.
Must be painful as well.
Putting them in. No, probably not.
I bet they don't take them out. They're not taking them out.
I don't know. How do you sleep, though? You must have to sleep. You can't sleep on that, because when you push your face down, it's going to be all... pressing into your face, isn't
it? Probably use a magnet instead of a pillow. Sleep
just hover
hanging from the ceiling.
That'd be quite comfortable.
They stand up and their head sticks to a magnet suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Or do it so you hover above it, so you're like just floating in air.
Yeah, the opposite polarity.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be good.
So your whole body is covered in metal.
But Wolverine can glide. Yeah, Yeah. It's like Wolverine sleep.
Should you do that?
Yeah.
You could do that with just your ears.
Yeah. Be like Dumbo.
What would happen?
I'm flying.
If you're asleep and I snuck into your room and I put some like fishing line through each of your ears and tied them to each of the bedposts.
Yeah.
Would that be fun?
No, not really.
Imagine you.
I woke up. So confused. Imagine that ripped my ears out.
But you wouldn't jump up with a jolt, would you? You'd kind of go, oh, and then you'd be like, oh, I can't move.
Yeah, but it'd probably still tug a bit, wouldn't it? Still be a bit painful. See, there are fish hooks through there.
They're not fish hooks.
Oh, right. That's what you said, wasn't it?
No, fishing just line. Just lying through.
Fishing line. Oh,
and
right.
Then tied off to. Oh, so okay. That you couldn't really see it because it would be dark.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, I can't move, but I don't know why.
Why are my ears wiggling? Yeah. What's
that
happening?
That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be pretty hideous.
I should have been on the writing team for Saw. That would freak people out. Yeah, you don't kill them. You just like, oh, I can't move.
I want to play a game.
Well, I just go back to sleep.
Yeah, forget it then. Yeah.
Not on your side.
Putting me to sleep.
Three to 400 cc's of saline, and 2 hours later, they're full up.
So now they don't look like bagels right now. They're just big bulbous balls, aren't they?
Blobhead.
Sorry, blobhead. So it's right, everyone. We're going to do the final stage of the bagel heads. So finish your absinthe.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hold on. What?
They're getting one of the people there just to do it, just to press the... middle?
No.
Not even. He's professional.
This is completely. They're clinical professionals.
Yeah.
Once it's fully swollen, you take your thumb and press down to make the indentation in the middle.
No.
That's the part that becomes the climax, the finish.
That has to kill.
Yeah, that would absolutely kill.
Just like having a spot. Have you ever had a spot on like your, like on the bone of your jaw or something?
It'd feel horrible.
It kills.
Yeah.
Imagine one that's the size of an apple. That's what it is, the size of half an apple.
And then some guy's pressing it. No thanks. I don't want this.
Sick.
I'm not having it.
Too late. The bagel head process. His
thumb is digging into my brain. I'm cute. It's cute. All right.
It looks like something from Star Trek. What are those Klingons?
Yeah, it does.
It's like a Klingon.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, is Star Trek still running?
I don't know.
There'll be an alien with that bagel.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
With like too much disposable income.
Just bumbles around the ship, bumping into stuff. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, what does this button do? Oh, no. Thrusters are down.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm just putting my thumb on my own brain.
You do it. Oh, we can be bagel heads together.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
Mine's gone septic.
I'm going to go back to my quarters and die a slow, agonizing death. It was worth it. Bagel heads.
Brilliant. Oh.
Good.
Sick.
So hopefully that'll never come over here. Would you want to see somebody who had it in real life, though?
Oh, yeah, I'd see him.
Yeah. Would you touch it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Put your thumb in the middle. Get a photo taken. Yeah.
Just, I don't know what's wrong with the world.
There's not enough to do. Back when you had to...
There is enough to do. There's plenty to do.
No, but back when you had to sort of toil the fields to stay alive, no one was thinking, oh, you know what, instead of eating today... I quite like to just get a bagel put in my head.
Could you take this this ear of corn and insert it into my ear all the way until it touches my brain?
Oh, I could go out and hunt to feed my family, but you know what? I don't think I will today. I think I'll just try and pass the time some other way. What could I do that I haven't done before? Oh, I'll give myself a bagel head.
I'm going to carve out one of my eyeballs and replace it with an iguana. Yeah. It's just a normal day.
That's the thing. People have just got nothing to do.
No, they don't, do they?
It's like they're just everyone's bored. This sort of thing happens.
There's too much money.
Yeah.
Everyone is not working hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
They're finding themselves at the point, and it is boredom. All this like extra crazy body modification, like you say, it is boredom.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation for it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I've done this, I've done that. Oh, what can I do now? Oh, I want to do this. What can I do that's more extreme?
You're just Googling on the internet weird stuff. Yeah, go on then, do that.
Like those guys, that guy, people who get their eyes tattooed.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look good. No. Just looks like if someone's poured paint on them.
Yeah. And have you ever heard of contact lenses?
Yeah.
You could have just done that and saved yourself a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah. I'd never get my eye tattooed. I mean, come on.
I wouldn't even like
danger.
To wear, I wouldn't even like to wear contact lenses.
Just no.
Anything in contact with your eyes.
Yeah. Eyes are pretty delicate. And you need, they're pretty essential as well.
Well,
you know.
In a way they are.
You know, if you want to be looking at stuff, you need your eyes. You want to see things on a daily basis.
Use your eyes, yeah.
Eyes are essential.
Main, that's one of the main things.
Without those, guess what?
Good luck.
You're not going to see much.
Good luck.
You can hear, as long as your ears are all right.
You can smell.
Unless you've got bagel ears. But eyes, need those to see, so don't get them tattooed, kids. It's not the way to go.
If someone if someone went for a job and they had a bagel head,
yeah, they wouldn't get that job.
You're not getting the job.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's all right. It goes like that. They came in to like pick up some like a test or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And they came in with a bagel head. Oh, don't worry. This this thing on my head is it's a bagel. It's a shape thing. I like to make shapes inside my face. That'll be gone. That'll be gone in, you know, by the time I'm back in. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. We'll call you.
Yeah.
Because if you're even the sort of person that would do that, you're probably not going to work out. You're probably going to spend a lot of your work day Googling different bread products to put inside your body in some way or another.
I do quite fancy a bagel right now.
Yeah.
I could go for a bagel.
Would you like to eat one out of my face?
Not really, no. Just a normal one from a bakery.
Off of my face.
No. One that hasn't touched your body in any way. Preferably.
Right.
If I was desperate, yes, I'd eat one out of your hand. But
off of my forehead? What if it was clean? Like I just had a shower.
Yeah.
Towel around me.
And I have to...
Bagel on my head.
I have to...
It's buttered.
Can I use my hands?
Do you like butter on your bagel?
Can I just pick it off and eat it? Or do I have to eat like bite it off your...
It's bobbing for bagels.
No hands. Bend down, but like eat it
it's
off.
It's the new Halloween game. Bobbing for bagels off Ben.com.
It's the new what?
The new Halloween thing.
Oh,
instead
right.
of bobbing for apples, bobbing for bagels off Ben.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Do you want
I won't eat the bits that have touched your face, though. Right. I'll just eat around the top. So there'll be some left.
Some crumbs left.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. That was weird.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Just not normal, though, is it? But who's to say what's normal these days, eh? All power to them. Maybe they're living a... full rich life right now.
Probably not
no.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and go probably not.
They should do a follow-up show to the bagel head, see what they're doing now.
No, still nothing.
Two bagels instead of one at each side.
One bagel and then a pot of butter on
a selection of preserves.
So yeah, that's your aftertaste for this week. Hope you enjoyed it.
If not, try again next week.
Next week we'll hear more from Joe and his fancy new job in the London Stock Exchange.
Yep, apparently. CEO of the Stock Exchange.
Peach Limited Company.
Yep.
Public Limited Company.
Just worth a lot of money, really. Or not.
See ya.
Bye.